Loam Hedge, Disc 11.
Chapter 37. Martha closed the east wall gate behind her, but left it unbolted. Her heart pounded wildly as she stole shakily through the night-shadowed woodlands, hugging the wall. The hermaid knew it had been an ill-advised plan, but she realised that the abbot, or any sane red waller, would have forbidden her to venture on this mission alone. Her foot paws were trembling as she turned the corner to the north wall. Willing them to be still, she strove to gain control of her body. Every once in a while, she heard weapons clanking on the parapet above. The sea rats were patrolling the ramparts. The moment it went quiet, she would inch forward again. Lorna had lit a fire out on the flatlands, facing the West Abbey wall. He piled up brush and twigs into a heap, placing it so that from a distance it could be mistaken for himself, seated by the fire in the darkness. Moving off to his left, he settled down, accustoming his eyes to the night. Setting a shaft to his bowstring, he watched the battlements. Soon, a vermin head poked up cautiously, seeing the decoy by the fire and mistaking it for the badger. The sea rat on the wall stood upright, leaning outward. He peered toward the fire, trying to make sure that it was Lorna who was sitting crouched there. The big bow twanged, and the arrow took the sea rat through his skull, sending him slamming backward onto the walkway. Hearing the resultant commotion from the wall top, the badger shifted his position, moving closer to the wall. Ragabol's voice was immediately recognisable as he roared directions to his confused crew.
The striped dog's somewhere out here, on the far west end. Keep your heads down, you fools, or you'll end up like that un. Checker, get over this way. The striped dog's over here, not on the north side.
Lorna edged closer until he could hear Chaka's reply.
But, Captain, there's some beast down here, sneaking alongside the wall. It ain't as big as the striped dog, though. Wonder who it could be.
Crouching, Ragabol made his way across to the north wall. He risked a swift peek over the space between the battlements.
Give me your spear. 'Tis an abbey beast trying to reach the big un, I'll wager. Blast your eyes, give me the spear before it gets away.
Martha made a break and ran for it. Out across the path, she stumbled and tripped, going headlong into the ditch, which skirted the outside path. Thunk! The spear quivered in the ditch side. Ragabol saw another sea rat getting up from a crouch to pass him a second weapon.
You missed, Captain, but only just. Take my spear. 'Tis me lucky one.
Bol hailed himself flat as the spear clattered to the parapet beside the slain crew rat.
Down, all of you, down!
Lorna was running toward the ditch, firing off arrows with amazing speed, one after another. They pinged off the stonework and shattered against the northwest wall corner, keeping the vermin down. Martha narrowly avoided the huge bulk that crashed into the ditch beside her. She gasped,
"Sir, I came from the Abbey. My name's
A massive paw cut off further explanation as she was grabbed up and tucked beneath the giant badger's quiver. It bumped against her cheek as he rushed headlong through the ditch, going northward, away from the Abbey. A deep voice sounded close to her ear.
Time for introductions later. Let's get out of range first.
Martha felt like a Dibbon's plaything. Everything about the badger was immense. His paw, his long arrows poking from the quiver, the great bow he carried, his colossal frame, everything. Moonlit spaces flickered past as she and the badger left the ditch and sought the shelter of mossflower woodlands. Martha saw the badger's face. It was deeply scarred and roughly stitched, giving him a savage and fearful appearance, but his eyes were soft and gentle, friendly, the eyes of a friend. Lorna placed her down gently.
Now, you were saying?
The hermaid tried not to be intimidated by his size.
Thank you, sir. I was saying, we have need of you inside Redwall Abbey. I stole out to get you. Oh, my name is Martha Braybuck.
The big beast crouched, coming level with her face.
Braybuck? I met your brother and his friends on the side of the high cliffs. Shouldn't you be in some kind of chair with wheels, miss?
Martha found herself babbling.
You met Horty? Oh, is he all right? Bragoon, Sorrow, all of them, are they safe? Oh, please tell me about them. Have they been ill or injured in any way? Oh, I've been worried out of my mind.
The badger's paw covered her face as he placed it over her mouth.
Hushed, little Martha. Your friends are fine. I'd like to stand here all night talking with you, but you say they have need of me inside your abbey. Can you show me the way back in there? By the way, my name's Lona Bowstripe.
Martha bobbed a small curtsy. Then she was swung up and placed upon the badger's shoulder as he moved off swiftly.
Point me in the right direction, Martha Braybuck.
Holding on to his ear with one paw and the bowstring with the other, Martha showed him the way.
Straight ahead, Sir Lona. You can see the bell tower showing above the trees.
He chuckled.
Just call me plain old Lona.
She whispered into his ear.
Lona it is. You can call me Martha. I only get the full title when I'm being told off.